Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? Shouts out to the gods and goddesses checking in on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. It's the goddess herself, okay? The ascension has occurred and is still in full-fledged process. Tonight is the last night, okay, of the 30 Days to Success Challenge. We officially have 30 episodes, so that means anybody coming on board from this point forward, you have 30 consecutive days of potent, strong, healthy information to get your mind positively oriented, okay? Drop several gems, several jewels along this whole challenge. So I appreciate everybody who has kept on. I know for me, the person who I was before I started this and the person that I am now, two different people. So again, I appreciate everybody who's tuned in and who's been tagging along. This is the last episode of the 30 Days to Success Challenge, okay? Still going to be having more shows, more radio shows, but we're going to be moving on to a next topic. Tonight's episode is called The Secret of the Secret. This whole challenge has been about co-creation, manifestation, things of that nature. I've manifested a million things since I've been on this challenge, and I'm going to be honest. About halfway through manifesting just everything, I got to a point where I was like, you know, it's kind of boring just manifesting stuff. Because once you get it and you understand that you can manifest anything. Some things were easier to manifest than others. Some things I tried to manifest. A few things I tried to manifest, but I didn't put in enough effort internally. You see what I'm saying? So I didn't even expect those things to manifest. But almost everything else, I'll say I've manifested about 80 to 90% of everything that I tried to manifest, even little things in between. So what's tonight's episode about? I'm sure everybody has either seen, heard, or read The Secret. So The Secret talks about the law of attraction, which this whole challenge was predicated around in the beginning. Okay? We came to find out that, okay, the law of attraction, that's one law, but there's more than one law, all right? So then I presented to you all the 9 axioms of Tehuti or Tho, which some of you know is the 7 hermetic principles. And these are all great things and great tools to use. Okay, but on this challenge, I was still coming to find out that despite what I was manifesting, despite all the books that I've been reading, despite all of the great spiritual information and insight, divine revelations that I've come across, there was just something that I was searching for that was missing. I was like, okay, well, I manifested money here. I manifested this here, a trip here, this circumstance here, because you can manifest circumstances and events. It doesn't just have to be physical things. You can manifest relationships into your life, all kind of things you can manifest. So I wondered, what was it? And I found it, okay? Anybody who's watched The Secret, most of the world's population has watched The Secret, and people still can't manifest hardly half of the things that we've manifested since we've been on this challenge. If it was just as easy as saying, I want to be wealthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, then everybody would be healthy and wealthy if it was that simple. But it's more than that. So I'll have 3 points that I want to present to y'all. I have about 10 minutes left. I appreciate everybody who's tuned in on the line. All right. Check out KendraJustine.com, KendraJustine.com/live, where you can get continual updates, blogs, everything coming, y'all. I got a forum coming. All kind of things are coming, okay, because this is truly for people who are trying to ascend, all right? So one thing that I want to tap into, we're going to read just a couple of scriptures, a couple of biblical scriptures, okay? And anybody who's new on the line, no, I don't preach any religions, any philosophies, but one thing that I understand about life is that all information can be helpful if you know how to use it and if you can decipher what you need from what you don't need. So this is the first thing that I want to talk about. This is from Mark 2:22, okay? And I'm sure y'all heard this before. It goes like this. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour wine into new wineskins. I remember when I used to, you know, actually be like a churchgoer, and I always wondered, like, what does that mean? You know, like, I kind of got it, but I didn't get it all the way. So I was like, what does that mean? So I've come to find out what that means along this challenge. One of the major pitfalls to manifesting everything that you want or could desire is that you're trying to put new wine into old wineskins. It's not enough just to say, I want to manifest $1 million, I'm a millionaire, I'm successful, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I love myself. That's not enough. You actually have to really embody that. You have to get rid of old beliefs, okay? You have to get rid of old beliefs. There are different ways to do this. There are physical things that you can do which really helps, okay? There are things that you can do to clear out your auric field. Just because when you look in the mirror, you see a body, right? But that's hardly nothing. You are more than what you can see. What you can see is just not even 10% of who you are. We have 10 different bodies. The physical body is the most dense, the lowest vibration of expression of yourself. What you must first realize is that you are the universe. Okay? We've been taught so many different things over the years. We've been indoctrinized in the school system. They never even spoke of the 9 axioms of Tahuti or Tho. Who is Tahuti? Who is Heru? Who is Ma'at? They didn't teach you about any of these divine principles, gods and goddesses. Okay? So the first thing that you must realize is that you have to cleanse yourself of old energies. You have to clear all of that stuff out of your body. Okay? I don't know how many people are familiar with the chakras of the kundalini energy, but that's what everything in life is predicated around. When you're reading the Holy Bible, when you're reading the Quran, it's talking about the evolution of your lower self to your higher self. It's speaking in parables. People are taking these stories literally. Stop doing that. That's foolishness. Okay? Seriously. When you start to understand the esoteric meaning, the meaning behind what they don't teach you when you go to church. See, church and you know, the mosque, all of these things, that's elementary school. There's levels to this. You didn't just stay in first grade, second grade, fifth grade. You went on to high school. Maybe you even went to college. And if you're real fancy, maybe you're working on your master's or your PhD, right? So that's what you got to understand about life and the spiritual world. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop in fifth grade. It doesn't stop in elementary school. It doesn't stop in church. You have to cleanse yourself, all right? I have about 6 minutes left, so I'm going to make this quick. But one thing that I want to say, anybody who hasn't subscribed, make sure you go on KendraJustine.com, put your email address in the red banner. Everybody who's subscribed, everybody who's been on to the challenge, I see y'all on the line. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, okay? I'm going to be giving you ways. How do you get rid of old energies? There are physical things that you can do. You have to work with the elements, all right? So that's first things first that you have to realize. Maybe you're not manifesting things because you still got old baggage in there. One more point on that. Understand that your subconscious mind rules over you 95% of the time, okay? 95% of the time your subconscious mind is in control. That means your conscious mind, all the things that you learned in school, everything your mom and daddy told you, all the books you're reading, all of this stuff, that's only 5% of where your actions come from. That's why so many people go read self-help books. They go to motivational speeches and seminars, but their lives don't change because they're only soaking up that information in their conscious mind. So we're tapping into the subconscious mind, y'all. That's what this is about. All right? 4 minutes left. Let me move on to my next point. Another verse, okay? This is adding on to what I just spoke about. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," right, his or her, "and these things shall be added unto you." I remember the first time I read that verse. Because I'm like, look, I want the things. And once I get the things, I'll find God. I swear to God, I'll find God. That's how I used to feel, right? That's how we all feel. Give me the money, yo. Once I can get these bills out of my face, I could do all things, right? That's how we feel. But that's backwards. And when you look at some people that have everything, inside they have nothing. I don't want to be one of those people. I always knew I never wanted to be one of those people either. Sucks to have everything that you want, but inside you're empty. I can't even imagine how that might feel. That has to suck. So what does it mean, seek ye first the kingdom of God? What is that? What is the kingdom of God? How do you seek that? First of all, it's having a desire to understand, all right, to be connected to yourself. Hold that thought, because what does it say? What is the comedic proverb? Know thyself, all right? God is inside of you. So when it says seek ye first the kingdom of God, it's speaking about seek yourself. Get to know you, all right? You have to get to know yourself better than anything. The worst thing for people to be tripped up on is themselves and be confused about themselves, all right? People are so contradictory in their thoughts about their own self that it's like, no wonder you're not able to manifest anything or have any consistent results. You don't know yourself. Everybody on the line right now is a god or a goddess. Now, some of you may be sleeping gods and goddesses, but nonetheless, you are God. You must first understand that. There are different practices. I have about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to just give y'all some quick gems, some quick gems. The first thing I want to say, anybody on the line who's not meditating on a consistent basis, meditate at least 15 minutes a day. Meditation changes your brain structure. This is facts. This is scientific. I don't speak things just because they sound good. I do a lot of research, all right? And I'm going to be sharing all these things. That's why I say subscribe on the site. You're going to get information I don't put on my social networks. Because you cast not your pearls before swine. I'm not sharing all of this information with just people who are not ready for it. This is for people who are ready. So subscribe on the site if you have not. Meditate. What is meditation about? It connects you with breath, all right? Breath is such a serious life force. We do it so readily and so easily that we take it for granted. We don't even understand what breath is. You can live without food for 40 days. You can live without water for 2. But you can't live without breath for past 10 minutes. Maybe some of us less than that. Life is in the breath. Prana, that's life energy. That's the oldest life force. When you talk about transformation, one of the first places to start is with the breath. The breath heals. It heals these chakras. Illnesses are stored in different parts of the body, okay? Hate is stored in the heart. Fear is stored in the adrenal glands, the kidneys, okay? Stress stored in the brain. So start meditation. Look up, just do a quick research about breathing techniques, meditation, Kundalini yoga. All of these things I have coming because these are things that I'm practicing and they've been making a tremendous difference in my life. 20 seconds left. I appreciate everybody who stayed tuned on the challenge. I wish you all the best. But most of all, I wish for you to know thyself. Go within. Understand that the kingdom of God is inside of you, and nothing outside of you will ever bring that. I love y'all. Good night. Peace.